secrecy, because hoarding skills and who you knew was how you scored highly coveted jobs and kept the next generation from nipping at your heels. When I moved to LA in 2000, no one, or at least very few people, wanted to show me the ropes. It was hard, it was scary, and it was lonely. I remember thinking back then that if my career took off, I wanted to do my small part to help change the professional culture. Instead of being competitive, I wanted to be collaborative. I felt a responsibility to share my story. I wanted to teach and pass along the knowledge I'd gained, whether it was how to work a curling iron and a pair of scissors, or the lessons I'd learned the hard way about navigating LA when you're a 19-year-old ex-Mormon with no job and $300 to your name. When we share our trade skills, we all become better artists. When we share our life stories, we all become better people. When Instagram finally did come around, about a decade after I arrived in California, I was an early adopter, showcasing cool hairstyles, inspo pics, and the technical tricks I'd picked up over the years. And as my followers grew, because people were sharing my photos with their friends and my clients were tagging me in their own pics, my work expanded by leaps and bounds and my life changed in ways I could never have anticipated. As I continued to build my hairstyling business and later launch my own products, I kept accumulating more knowledge that I wanted to share with people about how to build a business and start a brand, how to forge meaningful relationships, how to embrace the art of the hustle, and how to question the people who don't want you to succeed. And most of all, how to go from feeling stuck in a life that isn't right for you to beating the odds and landing in a place where you can confidently say you feel like you've made it. I've posted some of these life lessons on Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, and my All Things Hair website, Mainetics. Now I'm collecting them in this book because often the full stories are just too long for an Insta caption, and because I have a ton of respect for the life-changing magic of reading a book. I swear, I own half the self-help section. But also because for me, sharing has been a lifeline. The few people who were kind enough to take me under their wing changed my life. If there's anything my experience with social media has taught me, it's that being authentic and honest and opening up pays back in dividends. My career has been built on blood, sweat, tears, and hard work, but also on community, on human connection. It took decades for me to muster the confidence to share the lessons I've learned in a book, or to even believe I had the authority to write a book. But I feel equipped today to help anyone who's in the place where I was 20 years ago. Broke, scared, stuck, and wanting more out of life than what my community envisioned for me. I'll tell you the story of how I got from there to where I am today, a 40-year-old woman who's built a rewarding career, found financial security, and even more important, has created the life she dreamed of. Of course, I'm not finished. I'm still learning and growing. But my life has changed so much that I do believe some of those early chapters have finally closed, and I can look back on them and share my discoveries and bumps in the road with candor, transparency, and hopefully a little bit of humor. It wasn't always glamorous, believe me. I'm excited to tell my story and even more excited to help you discover your story and your best life ahead. Because you may not want to be a hairstylist, and building a product line might be the furthest thing from your mind, but we all want to live the life that we were meant for. That's universal. We all want to have a life full of purpose. We want to feel loved and find success however we define it. The question I get asked more than any other is, how did you get your start? Actually, I get three questions. How did you get your start? How can I get to work with celebrities? And does your husband have a brother? The answer to the latter two, the same way you get to do anything, by working hard and being a good person. And no, just a sister. And sorry, she's married. It's a good question because I grew up very far away from the life I lead now. I didn't know anyone when I arrived in LA. I didn't have high-profile connections who could make career-changing introductions. I didn't even go to college. I grew up in Hawaii and Utah, the middle sister of three girls. I was the rule-breaking, adopted daughter in a Mormon family where my life was planned for me at an early age. Both of my obedient sisters served Mormon missions for 2 years. A Mormon mission is basically a service trip where you knock